Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad. We're here at the Ready Church.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mama?
Yes.
Grandson? Yes.
Oh, yes. That's my grandson. He stay on the Ready Church, I tell you. I thank God for him. Like I said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, even from this morning up to now, somebody went over into eternity, but God has spared our lives once again. And aren't you glad about it? I'm so glad that he's given me another chance. And I'm glad that you're here with us here at the Ready Church. I tell you, there's so much going on in this world today. I tell you, from one minute to the next, you just don't know what to do but to call on the name of Jesus, and he promised that he would hear and answer our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. We honor you. We worship you. We glorify you, oh God. We thank you for the many blessings that thou hast stored upon us on today, God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends and our loved ones on today. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those that don't know you and a part of their sins on today. We pray that a word, oh God, oh yes, a word would change people's lives in this last hour, and they will run saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? God, I pray that you would think through the speaker's tongue today and think through her mind on today as she goes forth in the word of God on today. We pray for her that you would minister to her, that she may minister life to those around about her on today. We just thank you, God, because we realize everything else is going down but your word in this last hour. We here at the Ready Church, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we'll make a difference where it counts. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. As I said, tonight we have my guest with me tonight, Sister Johnson. She will be our speaker tonight. And we pray that you that have an ear would hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. I'm telling you, so much going on in the churches today. It's necessary that we hear a word, a true word from a true woman and man of God on today. Because I'm telling you, so much going on, and the devil is deceiving, and he's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives. And he's came in through the doors of false teaching and false preaching and prosperity and, oh, my God, and inclusion and, oh, God, and saying God is doing a new thing and the word is not new, then it's not true. The word of God said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts. We're saying, hurry up. Run back to the word of God. People have gotten away from the word of God. That's what the devil has used to trick the body of Christ, taking you away from truth, taking you away from the word of God, telling you that God is doing a new thing now. There's many ways to God, and Oh, my God, there's so much stuff out here. But I tell you, Jesus is still the only way. Jesus came to save men of their sin, and we all was born in sin, and we need to be born again, and we got to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. And the Bible said, remove not the old landmark. We got to stand on God's word. Nothing else will do. No other way. People need the Lord. Jesus is the only answer. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts. Sister Wim, are you here? Are you there? Sister Wim? Sister Wim, are you there? Sister Wim, are you there?
She's not up there. She's not up there.
I'm trying to wait for Sister Wim to come in.
Mama.
In the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody mad but the devil tonight. Well, anyway, we'll move on. I thought Sister Wim was going to be up here. But let's see. No, I don't see her coming in. Sister Wim, are you there? Sister Wim, are you there? Well, blood of Jesus. Oh, we know that the devil don't want the word to get out. Oh, yes. Well, we'll go on in the name of Jesus. We're coming from Jeremiah chapter 7 tonight. God wants us to amend our ways, the things that we're doing wrong. Is that not right? You want us to amend your ways, change your ways before time is too late. We're running out of time. The watchmen are not doing their duty. The watchmen are supposed to be watching out for your soul. But these leaders today, I'm telling you, they greedy. You know, the Bible's calling them greedy dogs, you know, laying down, slumbering, you know, not awakened, not doing the work of the Lord. They doing their own thing. But we here at the Ready Church want you to know you can't do your own thing. It's not your thing. Do what you want to do. But the word of God says amend your ways. Amend them ways and your doings. Come on, before time is too late. We're running out of time. And Jesus is soon to come. And he said he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in our lives. We must remain faithful to God, to the word of God, y'all. Okay, we're going to start at verse 1. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, where did this word come from? It said it came from the Lord. The word came from the Lord to what? Jeremiah saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, mend your ways. When somebody tell you amend your ways, come on. You're doing some things that ain't right. He said amend your ways and your doings, what you're doing that's not godly. Come on, mend your ways today. He said, and I will cause thee to dwell in this place. He said, trust ye not in lying words. I'm telling you, it's a lot of lying words going on today. We got a lot of lying prophets. I'm telling you now, they're saying God doing a new thing. Man wants to be God. He's trying to take over God's church, you know, and God's people. They think they are God, you know. Oh, my God. He said, trust not in these lying words. They're telling you, it's all right now. You can do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. Go wherever you want to go. But God said, not so. He said, look, come on. Mend your ways. You're running out of time. You're running out of time. People running here and people running there. Running everywhere but where you need to run. And that's in the arms of Jesus. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the arms of Jesus. In the word of God. The safest place in the whole wide world. No better place to be. There's deliverance there. There's healing there. You know, everything you need is in the word of God. But the devil got these lying prophets. I mean, men everywhere changing the word of God into a lie. You know, people going back to stuff that they said God set them free from. You got people that was on drugs and people that was addicted to crack and people that was addicted to heroin and just people addicted to so many things that God delivered you from. And if he delivered you from something, it's not for you to go back into it. He set you free. The word of God said, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. So if God set you free, don't go back. You know, there's a song that says, Lord, I won't turn back. My God's been good to me. My God has set me free. Oh, no, I won't go back. You know, I don't care who turned their back. I don't, you know, mama don't go, sister don't go, brother don't go. You must go. You must give an account. We all got to stand before a just God and give an account for everything we've done in this body. You know, you got to stand before God. Judgment is coming. Jesus is soon to come, and the word of God said that the devil knows he has but a short time. He knows he's running out of time. So whatever he do, he's doing it quickly. You know, and the Bible said, redeem the time for the days are evil. These are some evil days we're living in. These are some terrible times we're living in. When they're calling right wrong and wrong right, and people, you know, has no respect for God or the things of God. Where in and everything goes in the house of God. Where they're cussing and they're, you know, and they're using all kinds of different words that are unclean lips. You know, and saying it's all in the name of Jesus. Don't you be deceived. As the song said, don't you be deceived. You know, there's a lot of deception. The word of God said, mend your ways. Come on, mend your ways. Come on, stop your mess. Come on. Turn your face to the wall like Hezekiah did. Turn your face to the wall. God added 15 more years to his life. If you call on him, you turn your face to the wall. You know, it ain't something that the preacher going to tell you to repeat after him. And, you know, and there it is. No, you got to ask. You got to call on Jesus for yourself. You got to give an account for yourself. And it's for your soul. But what would you give in exchange for your soul? Money, fame, a name, trophy? What would you, a record deal, a book? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Nothing is worth your soul. And nobody is worth your soul. The Bible said, come on, mend your ways. Come on, stop your doings. Stop your wrongdoings. Come to Jesus while you have time. The Bible also said there's going to come a time in that book of Amos. You're going to have a time. There's going to be a time where you're going to want to hear the word. And you're going to be looking for this word. The same word that we're giving you today here at the Reddit Church. You'll be trying to find it and won't be able to find it. Even in some times right now, some countries right now, banned, the Bible's banned it. And even in our country, they want to ban the word of God. Because they know that there's life in the word of God. That's what the enemy been attacking all the time is the word of God. That's why they got these ministers that done sold out to sell you out for money and fame and a name to take you away from the word of God. Heard one minister, T.J. Jakes, said, you're going to kiss everything you've known goodbye. And we can see today people have kissed everything they've known goodbye. There's no morals. There's no values. People don't. They don't feel nothing about doing wrong. You know, they have no concerns for human life. You know, they treat you any kind of way and say it's all in the name of Jesus. The devil's a liar. The Bible said many, the love of many has waxed cold. People don't love like they used to. Families are not like they used to be, you know. And the neighborhoods and communities are no longer like they used to be. You could borrow sugar or borrow, you know, something from your neighbor and can pay them back. But not today. You don't even know your neighbors, you know. people be right in your community, and they, you know, they are pedophiles. You know, you got young people out, and you don't even know who your neighbors are. You know, that's why you got to watch and pray. Come on, amend your ways. Stop your doings, your wrongdoings, and get back to the Word of God. We got to get back to the Bible. The basic instructions before leaving this earth. It's the Bible. It's the only book on the face of the earth that's telling you everything about what's going on right now in this nation. You know, everything getting set up for the Antichrist to step right in place. The mark of the beast system, monetary system. You know, even with the Twin Towers, you know, it was money. They had to tear that down, knock it down to build up new, you know. And those people were the sacrifice. Yeah. So you got to get out all. When the enemy wants to bring in something new, you got to get rid of everything old. Oh, we don't want that. We don't do that no more. You know, God is doing a new thing now. It's a new word for you. The old word don't work. And the Bible said, remove not the old landmark. Remove not the foundational truth. You can't. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way. There's not many ways as they've been taught today that there are many ways to get to God. No, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is life, and he's the light on today. And we want you to call on the name of Jesus. Come on, mend your ways. Stop your wrongdoings. Come on while you got time, because you may not have this chance anymore. Tomorrow is not promised to us. The Bible said today, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on, mend your ways. Stop your wrongdoings and come to Jesus while you have a chance. You may not have this chance anymore. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not even promised the next minute, the next second, you know. But we must do the work of the Lord while it is day, because when night comes, when death comes, no man can work. But you need to work while the blood running warm in your veins, while you still got activity of your limbs, while you can still say, yes, Lord, while you can still say, cleanse me, oh God. Oh God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. In this last hour, we got to search ourselves and ask God to search you too. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. You find anything, what anything that's displeasing to you. That's why the word of God says, mend your ways. Stop your wrongdoings. Come on. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And you can't change that. I know they're trying to say, you know, right is wrong and wrong is right. But right is right and wrong is wrong. You know? So we here at the Ready Church are trying to help you. Get ready every day. Violence filling the land is getting worse and worse as we get closer to the end time. And I know y'all hear me saying, well, Jesus is coming. Yes, he's coming. No man knows the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man shall return. But we know he's coming, and he's coming soon. And we need to get our house in order. That's why I said, search me, Lord. Search me. Ask God to search you. You know, ask him to cleanse you. Ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. And he will. If you trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. But you must trust the Lord. Put your hands in the right hand. You're putting your hands in man's hand. You know, but man is not God. It's God alone. He is he that has made us, not we ourselves. You know, no man made these men that they worshiping and stuff. Ain't no man made nothing. He can't make no sky. He can't make no moon. The stars in the sky and the moon, you know, and the sun, the rain. Come on. What a mighty God we serve. It is he that has made us. He made everything. The word of God said he made everything. We made nothing. But it's God. Today we're asking you to mend your ways. Stop your doing. All the wrongdoing. If you're drinking, you know, drinking, drunk driving, all that stuff, and people losing their lives left and right. You know, young people getting behind the wheel and, you know, keep getting behind the wheel, not learning anything. People losing their lives. Innocent people are losing their lives. We got drive-by shooting. I mean, every time you turn around, somebody's shooting. It's from the music and it's from the movies and all these things that the devil playing in your head, you know, through your eye gates and through your ear gates. And he's talking to you and, you know, he wants to destroy you. His ultimate goal is to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and that life more abundantly. We have young people and old people committing suicide, don't know which way to turn. You know, you need to call on Jesus. Seek the word of God. Get back to your Bible. The Bible is the word of God. The enemy wants to destroy the word of God. That's why he went and when Lucifer fell. It was all behind one's control. The people want to control this world. You know, men want to destroy this world. They want to take over. They say God doing a new thing. He ain't doing nothing new. It's not him. We heard Carlton Pierce say years ago, you know, he came out with inclusion, include this and include that in your life. He said they just like me, and we can see Jakes in them just like them. Yes, all of them just like birds of a feather flock together. Yes, they are. You see the pieces of the puzzles coming together. The Bible said we're in this world but not of this world. But we look around, we see that the world and the church is mixed up. It's mixture. There's a mixture. God is doing something emerging what the sin, the sinners and the saints together. No, that's not God. He's not emerging the sin and sinners together. He said you're in this world but not of this world. You know, he said you be hated for his name's sake. We'll be hated for righteousness sake. And we're going to be hated for the name of Jesus, for the sake of the cause, for telling people to draw near to God, to run to Jesus. And he will fix it. He will heal your body. He'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. He's a mind regulator. We got so many people that are mental illness. It's nothing but a demon. It's nothing but a demon. The word of God said there was a man that lived in the tomb. He was lost his mind, you know. But God is a mind regulator. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Come on, get your mind on Jesus. Come on, mend your ways. Stop your doing. Come on, confess your sins to God, and he will cleanse you and forgive you of all your sins today. Why don't you give him a try? You tried everything here. You try to drink it away. You try to smoke it away. You try to sex it away. All kinds of ways you try to get rid of your sin, but it ain't going nowhere. The Bible said men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Your deeds are evil. Come on. He said mend your ways. Stop your doing. People, time is running out. The Bible said make good use of your time. Redeem the time for the days are evil. And the days are evil. The Bible also said that men were so wicked and to every evil, wicked imagination in men's thoughts, they did it. And we see it today. We're hearing mothers killing their children, killing their babies and throwing them in the trash and putting them in the microwave and putting babies in the freezer. All kinds of gross stuff in the mind of men today, men and women. The devil don't care who you are. All he wants is a body. That's what he wants, a body. Or he wants you to be available for him to use you, to talk to you, to possess your mind, and then to possess your body and to take you over and to destroy you. And then in a majority of the time now, not only just destroy you, but destroy those around you. But he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundant. So why the blood running warm in your veins? Why you still got the activities of your limbs? Why you still closed in your right mind? Why you could still call on the name of Jesus and know who he is and know who you're calling on and know that he's and believe that he will hear and answer prayer? You need to call on Jesus like never before. Seek him while he may be found. Come on, call upon him while he's near. Come on, he's near to you. He's near to you. He says his hand's not too short that he can't touch you and reach you. He'll touch you right where you are. You may say, well, I done did some things on, you know, I'm the worst person out here. Sometimes people feel like they done so much that God can't forgive me. Oh, yes, he will forgive you. He will forgive you and cleanse you when you have a sincere heart, when you really make up in your mind, look, God, I am tired of the mess that I'm in, and I know that I can't bring my own self out. I need you, Lord. If you're real, prove yourself to me. Come in my heart. Change my heart. Change my life, Jesus. Clean my mouth up, Lord, where clean my dirty mouth up. Clean my thoughts, oh God. Clean my thoughts up. These dirty thoughts, these thoughts that every wicked, evil imagination that the Bible says comes to your mind. Lord, clean up my mind so I can think right. Clean up my life so I can walk right. Clean up my life so I can talk right. The word of God said, come on, mend your ways. Stop your doings. Come on. Why you still got time? Come on, run. Run for your life. Come on. You can help your family. Help yourself. Start with you. And then you can reach others. It starts at home and then spreads abroad. Come on, get your family back and praying. You know, prayer and reading and seeking the word of God. You know, just get your family together in your home. Come on. Put them grandchildren and great-grandchildren out here, you know, that need to hear the word of God, need to hear about Jesus. Yes, Jesus loves you. Oh, yes, he do, because the Bible tell you so. A lot of these children don't know who Jesus is. They don't even hear nothing about Jesus. They don't hear their parents talk about Jesus. You know, they don't hear nobody talking about Jesus. So if you know about Jesus, come on, tell somebody about Jesus. Come on, young person, you need somebody to minister to them. Some of them don't have their mother in the home, don't have their father in the home. They own drugs, and they just let the children raise themselves, you know. Come on. Mend your ways. Come on, help somebody. Come on. Why the blood run warm in your vein? Come on. Run. Run and don't look back. Come on, don't do like Lot's wife. God told him, said, look, he brought him out, brought Lot and his wife out, and he said, look, don't look back. See, people look back, they go back. People look back because there's stuff that they ain't gave up yet. People still look back because there's things they don't want to give up. You can't serve God and mammon too. You can't serve God and the devil too. You got to choose whose side you're going to be on. If you're going to live for God, then live for God. The Bible says, he that's filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is just, let him be just still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Don't you want that to be you? I'm calling you today, calling you out here at the Ready Church. Come on. Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. The word of God says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Come on. Seek him while he may be found. Come on. While he's near. Come on. The word of God says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. He's talking to you. He's talking to you today. You know, you got that wayward child that don't want to listen and doing their own thing. You need to pray for them. You need to seek God so you can stand in the gap for your family, for your unsaved loved one, your unsaved brothers and sisters, mamas, nieces, and nephews. Oh, my God, we're running out of time. Oh, my God, and the devil just killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. People, you know, running in grocery stores, stealing food and stealing clothes and, oh, my God, just material things, you know. Oh, my God, seek for your soul. Come on. Come on, you get rest for your soul, because even the things you running after, material things, and it's only just temporary, All this stuff is going to pass away. The word of God said everything going down. Every time you turn, there's a building being built up, and then there's one being torn down. Everywhere you look, there are bridges being built, and then bridges being torn down. Everywhere you look, homes going up. I mean, they go up so fast, and it's like a strong wind come back and knock it right on down. But build your hope on things eternal in Christ Jesus. Build your hope on Jesus. Oh, on Christ, the solid rock. I stand on other ground. It's sinking sand. Come on now. Sinking sand. You sink real quick and go down real fast. Sinking sand. But build your life upon the rock. What rock is Christ Jesus? On Christ the rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Oh, yes, come on and mend your ways today. Why you can't? He said, trust not in these lying words, these lying prophets. Jamal Bryan, they're talking about selling weed at the church and growing weed in the church. Come on, you never heard of all the foolishness, all the stuff that the devil's trying to set the church up, trying to take people away from the word of God. That's his job. He wants to destroy the word of God. He even started in the garden when he went to Eve, and he said, look, did God really say that? You cannot eat from that tree? He wanted to bring doubt to her that what her husband Adam had told her that God had said was not to eat that fruit in the midst of the garden, out of all the trees in the garden. He said, just don't eat that one. But, you know, just like sometimes you want to tell your children they can't do this, can't do that, and they won't know why. And then you tell them, but they still just want to try it for themselves. And that's what she did, and she tried, you know, because the devil brought doubt, doubt against God's word. And that's what they're doing today. They're trying to bring doubt against God's word. You see Obama and them joking about the word of God. You hear Tyler Perry and them joking about the word of God. Oh, my God, blaspheming against the word of God. I'm telling you, it's just so much going on in this wicked, evil world. Men with men and women with women and little boys and girls don't know who they are. Oh, my God, confusion, just a ball of confusion here and there. People running here and people running there don't know which way to turn. The Bible says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But we need, come on, mend your way. Mend your way. Stop your doing. Come on. Run to Jesus while you got time. Come on. He's waiting on you. Oh, yes. And his arms wide open, just like them, the father with the prodigal son. He's waiting for you. Maybe you was a backslider and you left God, and you know, because he don't leave you. We walk away from God and we backslide. You know, some people say once saved, always saved. That's not what the word of God says. He said, oh, backslider, come on back. Come on back. Why you got a chance? You know, you can't be, you ain't saved and you doing the same thing you were doing when you was in the world. No, there's going to be a difference. When Christ come in, the Bible said, behold, all things, not some things, all things become new. You don't talk the same way. You don't walk the same way. You don't listen to the same music. You don't sing the same song. Oh, everything become new. You don't have the same old friends. You gather some new friends. You know, because an old friend don't even want to be around you because you ain't drinking, you ain't partying, you ain't humping, bumping, and crumping. They don't want to be around you anyway. Mend your ways. Come on. Come on. While you got time. Come on. Try Jesus. You done tried everything. Come on. Try Jesus. Oh, come on. Mend your ways. Mend your ways. And your doings. Come on. Stop it. Come on. So you can make a difference where it counts. Yes. It says, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. That's what they're saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. He said, for it was thoroughly amend your ways and your doings. If you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor. Come on. If ye oppress not the strangers and the fatherless and the widows and shed not innocent blood in the place. Neither walk after other gods. Come on, these people walking after other gods. They walking after pagan gods and, you know, and idol gods. And, oh, my God, and they want stones and trophies and things that you put on the mantle and you stand up and hold it up in the air and thank God for a piece of metal that can't talk, can't walk, can't speak, can't do nothing. How crazy is that, that you are lifting that up and worshiping an idol or iron and silver and gold? And, oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Come on, mend your ways. Come on. Stop all this false, all these false gods and worshiping trees and oh, my God, evolution. Now we have an evolution now. We have an evolving conferences. Come on, evolving. Come on. Y'all know. Y'all went to school. Y'all know about the Darwin. Andy, come on. You didn't come from no ape. I ain't come from no ape. I came from my mother's womb. And it's the Lord that made me. God made me. In the beginning was God. In the beginning going to be God. He said, I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. We got to get back to the word of God and go biblically with the scriptures of God. The word of God will save you. The word of God will change your life. Try him. Come on, put that bottle down. Come on. Put those smokes down. Put it down. Come on, put it down. Put it down. Come on out that man's house. Come on out that woman's house. Come on, get out that bed. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's not your wife. That's not your husband. Get out. Get out the bed. Come on. Run. Come on. Ask God to forgive you. Come on. Ask him to save you. Come on. Ask him to set you free. Come on. Come on. Stop fornicating. Come on. Running here and there. We're in and everybody. You know, getting this disease and that disease and running over here, getting a shot here and a shot there. Come on. Anyway, come on. Stop your doings. Come on. We're running out of time. Oh, my God. He said every wicked imagination. That's what man is doing. Anything come to your mind, you just do it with anybody. Husband and wives, hooking up with other husbands and wives, and having all these fantasies and all these dreams, and you, oh my God, come on. I'm in your ways. Time is running out. Jesus soon come. Come on, get yourself together. Get yourself together. How you get yourself together is turn your face to God. Seek him, not them. Don't seek these men of these so-called men of God. These people that's been in church all their lives, they grew up in the church. Ain't never gave their life to the Lord. Ain't never committed their life to the Lord. Just little church goers. Been going to church ever since you were a little boy. Been going to church ever since you were a little girl. And because you can sing, and they put you up there and let you sing a few songs, and now they're talking about, you know, they sing. No, No. No. Behold, all things become new. When you got a gift, give some without repentance. You can have a gift to sing. You can have a gift to play an instrument. You can have these gifts. But without Jesus, the anointing that destroys the yokes, he's the anointing. It's the anointing of Jesus Christ that destroys the yokes in your life. Oh, come on, mend your ways, mend your ways, mend your ways. Stop your wrongdoings. Come on. Help somebody. Come on. They're looking at you. Somebody looking at you. Playing church. Come on. Stop playing church. Come on. Run for your life. Come on. Make a difference where it counts. Come on, you can save you. You can save somebody. They're looking at you. Come on, be an example. Not just a hearer of the word, been going to church all your life, hearing the word, but not a doing of the word. Touching the church building, never touching God. Oh, my God. It's a whole lot of them. You know, you got people running the church today, ain't nobody saved. They ain't never been saved. Come on, that's why they can do any and everything. They got cussing preachers. You know, sexing preachers and drinking preachers and all this stuff that God said, oh, no, the whole old thing become new. He said you won't touch them old things. You won't touch them dirty things, them unclean things. Come on, defiling yourself. Come on. Mend your ways and your doings. Come on. We're running out of time. You can't have your foot over here. We got two of what sides you're going to be on. You're going to be on the Lord's side. Stand up and be counted. If you're going to be on the devil's side, go ahead and be counted. The word of God says he is filthy, let him be filthy. So if you want to be filthy, the Bible says go ahead, be filthy. If you want to be holy, be holy. If you want to be righteous, be righteous. You want to be unholy, be unholy. But it's time to amend your ways. Stop your wrongdoings. This world is, you know, as I say, they say, well, hey, Jesus said he will come. We've been hearing it ever since we were a little boy, a little girl. My mama said she heard it. It's still true. Jesus is still coming. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, somebody's leaving here. And you don't know when he's going at your door. You need to be ready. Yeah. You say he's coming. Yeah, we had people to predict that Jesus is coming, you know, certain dates and all that. They'll let you know they false prophets, you know, with the word of God and come true. You know, you got Jehovah's Witness prophesied their days, you know, a certain day he was coming. And come on, false prophets, come on, y'all. And people still following, you know, just like all these other preachers you see up here lying, you know, all for greed, for money. You know, they're getting hooked up and they got shows now. It done left the word of God, doing the work of God. Now you're doing the world job. Hooking up with Coca-Cola, hooking up with Wells Fargo, hooking up with the world. The Bible said we're in this world, but not of this world. You know, if you're in this world and of this world, then the love of the Father is not in you. You cannot serve God and man too, and mammon too. You cannot. You got to choose which side you're going to be on. You're going to live for God, live for God. If you're going to live for the devil, live for the devil. But we here at the Red Church trying to tell you, you're running out of time. Amend your ways. Come on. Give your life to Christ while you can. Come on. He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to change your life. I guarantee your life will never be the same. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Talking about the word of God. Oh, yes. Get in the word of God and let the word of God get in you. And then when the enemy comes to talk to your mind, the word of God will come up and rise up in you. And that's why when the enemy came to Jesus and tried to tempt him, he gave him the word. That's your lifeline. I'm pouring out throwing out the lifeline to you today. The song says, throw out the lifeline. Somebody's sinking today. But we don't want you to sink. We're throwing out the lifeline. We're just telling you to get the word of God. The word of God will save you from sinking sand. Save you from drowning. Oh, yes, from the sins of this world, the cares of this world. Oh, yes, the word of God says, see what I mean. If ye oppress not the strangers and the fatherless and the widows and shed no innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods or some of the other gods, pagan gods. And I'm telling you, it's witchcraft all in America today. That is what it is. The Bible saying Galatians. It said, oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? I'm telling you, there was a spell that came in and loosed up the whole church. I'm telling you, with all this, let's laugh now. You know, with Tyler Perry and them, let's laugh now. He done made money off the church and got rich off y'all. Rich off of the church. Rich off the church by lying, saying nasty words and doing nasty things. Got rich off of the house of God. That's why God said judgment must begin in the house of God. The devil came in and messed up the church, polluted the church. Said, take your mind off of the word of God and relax. Come on and laugh a little bit. And the devil was laughing all the way to the bank. While you were laughing, with the taking the money out of your pocket laughing, the devil was laughing at you. He was building him his so-called empire, but everything going down but the word of God. Even with T.D. Jakes, you know, then Tyler Perry lays his hand on it. All of it's just a scheme. All of it is just, it's just a shame. It's the same how the devil came and destroyed God's house. Woman, thou art loose. Yeah, it's over now. Yeah, so you look around, that's all you see is porn everywhere. Porn, porn, porn. People clothes off everywhere. Indecency everywhere, even down to the little children. Oh, my God. We're in a time like never before. Jesus is soon to come, y'all. And he could come at any time. But will you be ready? Come on, judge this stuff. Judge where you're going. Judge what you say. Judge what you look at. Judge everything. Pray about everything. And act like you can't do nothing without him, because you can't. You can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. Because if he come by and take your breath, you're a dead man. Breath removed from your body is a dead man. Blood moved from your body is a dead woman. Life is in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says you shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the words of your mouth and your testimony. Oh, come on. Come on, mend your ways so you can have a new testimony. Say, I once was lost, but now I found. I once was blind, but now I can see. Oh, yeah, come on. Amend your ways and stop your wrongdoings. It said, then will I cause you to dwell in this place and in the land that I gave to your father forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words. Come on, he repeating this. Come on, stop listening to these false prophets telling you just do whatever you want to do and telling you that evolution and revolution. Kurt Franger, revolution. It's a revolution. Come on, devil. The devil is a liar. He is a liar. Kurt Franklin said he all churched out. He ain't never had Christ anyway. Yeah, maybe he is churched out. Yeah, humping and crumping and trying to be like Michael Jackson and Prince. Yeah, him and Dietrich Haddon. Oh, my God, both of them. Humping, bumping, and crumping just like Prince and Michael Jackson in the house of God. Oh, my God. And the people that were talking about him and disagreed with him all following him now. Who has bewitched you? Who drew you in? He did. Now they got shows everywhere. You know, come on. This is not right. This is not God's house. This is not God's work. This is the men's work. This is men's work. This is men at work to take you away from God, to take you away from the word of God, just like he did Adam and Eve. Took them from the word of God. Took them from obeying God's word. He told them not to, and they did. And people don't want to be told what not to do. That's why they don't want you to go in the Old Testament. They don't want to have no rules, but you got rules everywhere. But they don't want no rules. Man don't want no rules. Man want to rule. But man don't want to be ruled. And that's what we were under God's hand. But now man want to be over God's hand. Mend your ways. Stop your doing before it's too late. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. Continue to just to lead us and guide us in this last and evil days. Help us to watch as well as to pray, to stay alert, and help us to come to the knowledge of the truth and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready to church. Thank you.